Oh my God, did it start? Okay. Welcome to Cabronas y Pi. Oh my God, I haven't said this in so long. Welcome to Cabronas y Chingonas, a podcast where we talk about queer and Latinx topics such as.
Such as Kelsey Plum, who now plays for the LA Sparks. She's the most mask straight woman I have ever seen. And I'm hoping that either she is actually straight or that she finds something out that I think other people are kind of, we're all there. It's a supportive environment, be who you want to be who you are for your
For
pride.
your pride. That's real as hell. And you know what? I never paid much attention until she was on LA Sparks. And the other day, I saw her at warm-ups wearing like a
Live. You
cutoff
saw her live.
live, wearing cut like a cutoff t-shirt. And I was like, pardon me, who art thou? You know what I mean?
Like, she just does masculinity so well, and that's something. That's a gender, that's a queer gender thing within itself. So shout out to
No.
her.
Shout out to Kelsey. Threes and maybe somebody hoes. We'll see. This is normally where like the intro music would come in and we would pause and look at each other awkwardly. But today we're doing a proper video and we even pizzazzed it with some lighting. You
Yes,
know?
bisexual lighting.
Yeah. It's great. It's great. Well, we gotta intro this how we always intro this. What's the weather like in Texas? Shout out
Dude.
to the Mavs. Shout out to Dallas.
Hey, what's up? I see you got the shirt on. Okay. We're depressed because y'all have Luca, but we have Paige. So, everything in me is like opposed to the Lakers. Personally, but I do dislike the Boston Celtics more, and I love Luka. So whatever Luka does, I think I'm low key a like no longer a LA hater. Well, as far as the Lakers go, I like every other team. I like the Sparks, but I'm now like if I see a Luka shirt from LA, I'm gonna buy it. I'm so serious. Like I'm
Yeah.
gonna order one, but we got Paige though. So shout out
You know,
Paige.
the universe has a balance. It's like takes away a superstar, brings in a superstar. Yeah, it's just like bringing in the new era for Dallas. And I was very, just for the record, everybody, I was upset about Doncic coming here because I'm a Mavs fan. I'm a Mavs girl.
You may leave,
So
but you're still a Mavs girl. That's how it
I'm
works.
still, but I'm also a Doncic girl.
Yes. Same.
Yeah. So it's been interesting. We were talking about the weather. What's the weather
Yeah, we
like?
always do that. Sorry. The weather here, it's about to be super in the 90s. It was raining all last week. It rained this whole, I think it was sunny, and then it rains, so we're fucked. It floods outside of my house a little bit every time it rains. So that's very real. But yeah, how's LA? Sunny?
It's
70?
actually like really hot today.
What the fuck? Are you
Yeah,
serious?
it's pretty toasty outside, and it
Like
also
90?
floods here all the time, but it never rains. So,
Oh.
it's probably like I don't know. Mind you, I live on the west side, which is notoriously not ever hot ever. It's 81. I'm exaggerating. It's 81.
No, but that's hot for LA. Like,
Yeah.
there's no like central AC. Like, that's real.
Yeah, I have the window unit blasting right now, so if you
As
can
you
hear it.
should, that shit's hot. 81 degrees with no central AC is a. I fuck that. 81
Yeah.
degrees inside anywhere is like, I'm not doing that shit. I'm turning on the box. Like, it needs to be off. But yeah,
One
dude.
hundo. Well, this is the part that's hard. I mean, it's interesting, it's time, but it is hard. But big announcement.
Big, huge.
After 277,000 listens of this
Damn.
podcast, 155 episodes, and 8 years as of today,
Shit.
the Cabronas y Chingonas is coming to an end. We
Yeah,
did
we did it. We
it!
did it. 8 years is a long time for anything.
Yeah,
It's.
circa 2017. That's a long time. We lived through a pandemic.
The first Trump presidency.
And now the horrendous second one.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
Dude.
my sister, when I started this podcast, she was 10 years old. And today she graduated high school. So.
That's like really hard to like grasp as like a person. You're just like, wow, 8 years. Like, it's, I guess sometimes it felt like a long time, but I will say the last like 4 or 5 years that I stopped drinking, like, it has actually been, I've been able to keep time a little bit better and like acknowledge like the change. And I do want to say like on here and for everyone to see that like I really appreciate you sticking with it, because I was a hot drunk mess amongst other things at the beginning. And I will say, like, I think I got my shit together like 2022. So that's a long time to not have your shit together. So I just want to say thank you for sticking with it. You are amazing for dealing with that part of me that like I am actively working on changing. So it's an everyday kind of thing.
No, dude, I have matured decades in 8 years, and I was definitely not good at a lot of things. I didn't know how to like regulate emotions, and I
Neither did
also
I.
drank a lot, and
Yeah.
we were messy, and that was a kind of a part of the charm at first. I'm so glad we grew out of it.
Yeah,
Like
'cause those.
literally recording drunk, I can't imagine these days. I can't
N
imagine it.
no. Yeah, like, I think about that and I squirm thinking about that first episode, 'cause I was like, yeah, we were just like drunk the first year. Like, I.
Yeah, at least.
Least, that's not even like, I feel like maybe two, three. Like, but here we are, completely like clear-minded, and you're talking, y'all are listening to two completely different people. And I think that's very cool that I can go back and see the change, the difference. I don't want to go back and listen to it, but it's there if I need a reality check. If I feel like I want to drink again, I just listen to that and I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah. And like with that said, actually, that you now that you mention it, we're going to thank you to Patreon supporters who have honestly kept this show alive for the past 4 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Those through those funds that we were able to do it. But also thanks to the Patreon supporters, we're able to keep our feed live for 11 months.
Yeah.
So you have until I think like April of 2026 to continue listening to these episodes if you haven't caught up or if you want to reminisce or whatever. I'm personally going to be downloading a little database, to archive for myself. Don't know if that'll ever go anywhere. Probably not. But
No,
it's
it's
a
good to keep.
huge, yeah, it's a huge memory. Like, this was a huge era in our lives. Like, I think that, like, what we did was really, really important work at the time, you
Yeah.
know? Like, me and you started off like early 2010s
Yeah.
talking, like sifting through the rubble, looking for whatever we could find that was queer ladylike.
Yeah.
And yeah, like how far everything has come.
And like, I feel like media within itself has changed to the point where we are seeing like queer people be the lead of shows. Like, when we think of like The Last of Us, where Ellie is now leading that show openly queer, just as like Dora the Explorer, Dora, Isabel Merced is playing Dina on The Last of Us. And those are like huge million-dollar productions on HBO. Like, Euphoria, for as problematic as it is, like having Zendaya play a queer drug addict, also pretty crazy and
Huge.
progressive. Like, that wouldn't have happened when we started this podcast in like 2017. Like, that wasn't a thing. So huge $1 million productions are backing these people. So it's come a way. And, in some ways the whole world has regressed because of people unable to handle the change that's happened in the last 8 years. But here
Yeah.
we are.
But we're on the other side, and we made this beautiful transition where we stopped talking about the side characters in TV and film and started talking about main
Main characters,
characters.
yeah.
And then we made a policy of only main characters. And And then we made a policy of like only things we were really passionate about. And unfortunately, that's kind of dwindled. And that's why
Yeah.
we're like where we're at now. And we just love sports now.
Like, I'll randomly always text Maita, like, we became sports gays. Like, in the, like, we changed from being really into film to being, like, really into women's sports. And with me, it's the WNBA, and with you, it's the NWSL. I got it right.
NWSL.
Got it right.
Yeah, and I love the WNBA too, and I think like you like the soccer as well. You know what I mean?
Great
Like,
vibes. Great vibes at a NWSL game. Like,
depending on
immaculate.
which one, I'm not gonna say like every single one, like don't, you know what I mean? But
Yeah, that's true.
it's a vibe, and now we also have the USL, like which is a league that started in, parts of the world that NWSL doesn't reach. So Dallas has a team, Dallas Trinity. I mean, the sports world is growing, and what I used to find on TV, which is like, people who looked or acted in what I was searching for, I'm now finding in person and community at these sporting events. And I go to a Sparks game and lesbians all around. I go to an Angel City game, lesbians all around. Like, community really like has, I feel like, saved us. Community is what we found with this podcast too. Like, I feel like
Oh my
that's
God,
something
yes.
we're going to talk about today, is like all these amazing people we met and have affected us because of this project.
Yeah, like people we admire, people that influenced us in everything that we do, we got to meet in real life, and it felt very real, and it is very real to have, like, we are their impact. So I don't know. I thought that, I mean, it's, we're a small little podcast that just decided to keep going, but it's like we didn't really exist in 2017 in any kind of podcast space. And now, the pros can do it, and I don't mind that at all. Like, we are very, like, a niche of a niche of a niche. So,
And you know
yeah.
what? And like, podcast used to be this auditory thing, and now it's a video thing. Like, everyone is on
Yeah.
YouTube, everyone's doing video, and everyone is
TikTok.
like an influencer. Maybe we're not that guy, I don't know, but
Yeah.
like, I'm happy with what we had. I'm happy we had that era. And yeah, let's get into it. Let's talk about like the people and like the moments, you know what I mean? Let's talk about our community, because that's like other reason for this podcast even existing.
So true, dude. Like, I think my top moment, which we've talked about previously, is us getting to interview and talk to Aurora Guerrero, the director of Mosquito and Mari. And that was a huge thing for me, because in 2011, 2012, when I, saw it somewhere, some website, and I discovered that movie, it kind of changed the way I understood myself in the world. And it was very special to see yourself in a movie, like, we don't have that kind of representation. So to actually see it in that way with that much care, and then to meet Aurora Guerrero and to know that there was a lot of special care and that wasn't like a normal situation. There was a lot of community directly involved and directly changing and affecting the way that was shot. So it kind of like set like this incredible, I don't know, incredible peak of something that I don't think anyone else cares as much to do. So it's kind of an impossible standard, but she said it there, and I'm gonna stand by that. The way she did it was amazing.
Yeah, it was like a meet your heroes moment. And yeah, I can't be even more like thankful for what she brought into this world. If there is true justice in the world, she will make more films one day. Yeah, top moment, top moment. I think like you said, she brought up community in her project, and through our project and all the individual projects or podcasts that other people started, one of my top moments became Podcasterio,
Oh, fuck yeah.
which was like a podcast like festival that happened right as I moved to LA, late 2017. And that's when we met in person all of these people that we've been listening to and talking to and like were inspired by.
Yeah.
Of course, we already knew Latinos Who Lunch, who have a whole moment before, but
Yeah.
we also met people from Radio Menea and from Molcajete Dominguero, and like, yeah, and just every, like, all of these different people. We were such a community back then. Like, it was like,
Yeah.
it was so serious. It was so like uplifting, and everyone was like, I've never seen so many people like you could butt heads, you could, but you don't. You're like loving the movement. You're loving all of this that was born out of like hate, like a lot of hatred coming from one side and one type of people, and then us banding together and being like, no, we're gonna get through it.
Yeah, it was beautiful. There was all of us. I mean, it was all of us doing the same thing for the same reason, right? And we didn't see ourselves. We created a space. We said, "Fuck it, we'll just do it." Like, we didn't know if we were doing it right or wrong. We just did it. And I think at the end of everything, you do have to fuck Nike, but you do have to just do a thing, right? Like, you have to
Take the
make it
risk, take
exist.
the
Take the risk.
plunge. Yeah, you
Make the
like.
thing exist. Like, we had known the colores, but we knew them a little bit better. And Latinos Who Lunch being like, they're so influential to me. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, they're the reason that I messaged my them was like, "Hey, dude, let's do something." Like,
You're like, I'm so inspired by the, I ha the dog is barking right now. This is
it's
the problem
okay.
with live shooting.
I can't
Yeah.
hear it. I can't hear
You,
your dog.
oh, cool. Okay. Latinos Who Lunch, you showed them to me before we started this thing, when it was a concept. And when I tell you that I binged listened to them
I'm telling you, yeah.
for days, and I was obsessed and inspired. So,
Yeah.
like, who knows? Who knows if the motivation would have been there if we didn't, you know, you have to see it to be it. Like that kind of
Yeah.
situation, they became that, like what I saw. And then I believed that we could do it, you know. And who came
Yeah.
before them? Who was that for them? Like, I can't imagine.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're
maybe they
right.
have a different thought, but they grew to be such a like influential padrinos type vibe. And now we're here, and like, so many of us are still friends, you know. Like,
Yeah.
I'm still friends with Justin. I'm still friends with Eva from De Colores and Pat. Like,
Pat.
these are friends. Like, these are friends for
Yeah.
life.
Yeah,
It's
they
not
are.
like a collab anymore.
No, these people are like very intertwined into our like lives. Like, I text Pat like all the time. Like, that's my
Yeah.
bestie. I love Pat. Like, but yeah, like, and like, I always have like a separate reverence. Like, I don't like meeting my heroes, so that's why I kind of have like a Latinos Who Lunch on this like this
Pedestal.
podium, this pedestal. I'm like, "No, you can't be real. You're here." Like, I need you to just be on the pedestal, like, please, because it's too much. Like, because I'll cry thinking about it, because it really was a dark time. And I listened to their podcast and I thought it was great, their one episode they did on like Moonlight. And after that, I was like, well, shit. If they could do it, fuck it. I'll just try. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, we can do anything. And
Yeah.
yeah, it's amazing. I love them forever. And they take up a special part in my heart just because of like, it was an interesting time and they made it more interesting. They made everything better. And I really, really love them for what they do and what they don't do, right? Like, it doesn't matter to me. They still have that space in my heart. And that's how I feel
Yeah.
about the podcast too, where it's like, fuck yeah. Like, this thing, we know what the fuck we're doing. We're just going. And I think that's what everyone has to do. It's like, and you know, I think it's that time for us to be like, okay, well, we went. Who's next? Like, are y'all gonna do it? Do the thing. Like, who cares if you're doing it right or wrong? It just, we already had our time and our space with this specifically. And I think it's time for someone else to take up space in a different way. Like, the media's moved. Like, start a TikTok, get on YouTube, record, do whatever you gotta do. But put it out there because, like, shit is worse now somehow. Or shit has always been the same and it's always been fucked. I
Yeah,
don't know.
there's a bit of a, it's a resurgence of tough times, right? Like, we're back in a tough spot politically.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I digress, only because I want to talk about another amazing moment, which was Klexicon.
Oh, shit.
Like,
Yeah.
we got our own whole panel at Klexicon, this like festival about queer, like, women representation in the media. Like, that's the whole purpose of that festival. And we got a panel on there. This was after we had applied to be like press, to get a press pass so we could talk about it on our podcast. And they're like, do you want to do a panel? We're like, oh, we're panel status. Crazy.
You're like, sure, fuck it.
I want to throw up. Yeah. You're like, yes, and I'm bringing 10 of my friends.
Like, yeah, that was an incredible thing. And then like we had we had Madi there.
We had Madi, all the,
we had
all
Madi Mon, we had Val. Yeah.
We had the Vows there.
Liz.
Like so many, like we got to meet like even a couple of people in person who just our listeners. Like honestly, it was, yeah, that was top moment also because like some of the community that we had built while like making this podcast came with us to be in the audience of those panels and to join us for that weekend and to party in Las Vegas because we used to get drunk a lot.
Faded.
Gone. Yeah. Can't do that anymore.
No, absolutely.
But
not.
I love having that. I love having those memories. I love that we did that and that we were there and like
taking up space. Yeah. Again, we go back to like, I can't wait to see what someone else does. Like, they're doing it right now. They probably just, we haven't caught on, you know, because again, we're real life is really, I have a fucking mortgage and I'm thinking of bills all the time now. So it's like, that's real and that's important. So I'm not watching as much movies. I do have my A-list because of you. Shout out to you for the A-list.
A-list is honestly like an investment, you know what I mean? It's like it's always going to give back to you.
It's always giving back. In the summer, I think you get 4 movies. Anyways, not to bring up big capitalism or anything like that. But
I mean, just, you know, take advantage of the things, you know? Yeah, what's another big moment for you?
Another big moment for me, I will say, you know, I had this written down and now I'm trying to think of like, I can't.
This is the reality of podcasting, okay? Like we're giving you the real deal of what it's like. Like, yeah, we pause like 4 or 5 times figure it out.
No, okay, no. So I will say this is very personal. But I mean, it was a personal episode when I had my mom on. I'm definitely saving that to something. And it's kind of like inspiring something else that I want to do with my family members or with other people's family members. So the episode where I had my mom on the podcast and we got to talk about their, you know, relation to the queer community and how my mom has dealt with having a gay daughter or whatever. But yeah, I think I'm going to, like, continue that with my family, you know, like, continue sitting down with them and recording conversations, you know, if not for me, for my nephew, right? Like, for everyone that comes after. So I think it's, like, a sentimental thing, but having my mom on was super cool. I really liked that.
That was an amazing episode. The way that she's, like, made for it, you know what I mean? Like, bring her into the entertainment world. She was amazing. I really loved that episode. And I love that you get to have that. Like, a part of me always gets healed by other people's accepting mothers. That sounds depressing. But I really do, like, I love everyone's, like, moms who are accepting. Like, I love them. Like,
it's a rare special thing. Yeah, it's, so I just, yeah, I'm going to keep recording my mom and any other elders for their kids and for their grandkids. I think that's like I've been wanting to do that for a while and I've done it before with my mom, but it's really hitting me now where I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do? And it's also like, well, I know what I want to do. I've been wanting to do it, so I'm going to do it. But yeah, having my mom on, top 5 moments for me. And another like really crazy moment that isn't necessarily like top 5, just like this is top 5
a
crazy
moment.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a moment that we like, I mean, I guess it's saying we're on the right side of history. When we ended up on that white supremacist website.
Their website. We interviewed somebody. We interviewed like an activist, someone that we admire greatly.
She's a badass.
Badby. And these white supremacists were targeting her. So because we had her on the podcast, it became a whole thing. And the white supremacists name dropped our podcast. Luckily, we've always gone by these aliases for a reason.
Yeah,
But
and yeah.
yeah, I mean the hate is a moment, right? We also got an hate email once, and like we've always been one to like own up to our mistakes. We've messed up before, and we've made whole podcasts about it.
Yeah.
And when I wrote back to them acknowledging whatever their pain point was, and I came at them like a mature adult, not something they gave us. But
Yeah.
you can always, to this day, tell me if I messed up.
Yeah, which email was, is it about the episode about
It was about Sense8. It
I'm
was
really not
like,
remembering. I know we got one, but I didn't remember for
yeah, it was like something we said about Sense8, and
why we were drunk. Yeah, I mean,
I don't even think we were drunk. Like, I don't know. I think there's also like two sides to that particular story. I'm not gonna get into it. That show
That's
is like
fine. That's fine.
history. But
Oh, I yeah. Okay, I remember now. I
coming
remember now.
back, yeah,
Yeah, it
there's
came
like,
back. Yeah,
like a
it was
lot of people were
dumb.
fucked up in the situation, perhaps. We don't know the truth of it. It got buried, I think.
Yeah, it
But
did. And we didn't know that what was going on in it. We just
yeah,
had an
it sounds like
opinion.
this person was like an insider, like expecting us to know everything. I don't know, but they never got back to us after my very polite reply. And but a hate email, once we told our podcast friends about it, they were like, "Oh, so you made it."
Yeah. A
I'm
hate
like, I fucking
email ended up
guess.
on a white supremacist website. Like, I think we're on the right side.
Yeah, if I am like, yeah, I mean, we are like currently, even currently, like being pro-Palestine.
Oh,
Like,
we've.
how is that controversial? I don't know, but it is like people don't like that. And like in 10 years, I promise you, they're gonna be like on a whole other fucking wavelength, but
Yeah, I mean, and we were very openly, loudly pro-Palestine, like before shit popped off. So it's, I don't know, it's crazy because we made it to like a couple lists on these like internet website things, and I noticed that after we were very pro-Palestine, like all that went away. So I was like, I'm like low key, like out of our like three
Like all of a
listeners
sudden we're not like making it to
now.
those.
Those
Fuck yeah, I don't
lists.
give a fuck. Like
Yeah, I don't either.
exclude me if that's how you feel.
What's new? Like, we're
Yeah.
already fucking gay film people. Like, we aren't used to being othered. Like, that's. Come
Yeah.
on. Like, we're the niche of the niche already. It's just. Come on. We don't give a fuck.
Another moment that I kind of want to highlight is one that is not even public. Right before the pandemic got really, really real, and I mean like right like weeks before, Hentified, the people from Hentified reached out to us
Oh, fuck,
and
yeah.
they said, "Hey, we want you to interview the creators of this new show that's coming out called it was before it came out. And we
Yep.
want you to like we're gonna give you a preview, we're gonna give you early access to watch the series before it came out. We want you to interview the creators." We
Yeah.
had all of that scheduled. I think you were gonna fly out for that.
I was gonna fly out, yeah.
You were gonna fly out. You used to
In
fly out a
March.
lot.
In
In
March.
March of 2020,
In March, I was supposed to
of
fly out.
2020, and we were gonna interview these people, and this was at our peak. Our listenership was at the highest, our engagement was at the highest. Like, we were starting to get emails about sponsorships,
Yep.
like things were about to like take off. So for me, it was a top moment of like it wasn't us soliciting for these queer Latinx, POC projects. It wasn't us. They came to
No.
us and asked us to do this thing because we were making an impression and people cared about our opinion.
Yeah.
And then everything shut down. All like every single podcast across the board halved, not just us, like their listenership. I looked around, I checked. Everyone's listenership dropped by 50%. And yeah, it just never took off. Things just
Yeah.
didn't happen how they were gonna happen. And so that was a big moment for me. And maybe it's not the most, it's like half positive, half like, damn, what could have been? Would we be in a freaking studio recording the podcast live? Would we be interviewing America Ferrera? You know what I mean? Like, who knows where it would have gone?
I wouldn't, yeah.
And
And
I love my life now. Don't get me wrong.
I
But
think,
so
like,
much
we've made
potential.
peace with, like, where it's gone. I've made peace. I'm not, I wouldn't speak
Yeah,
for you.
no, I agree.
Yeah, like, I think we both are, like, cool on what it is, because we've, our interests have changed. The pandemic didn't just change the world. It also, you know, it changes everyone. It made me
Humans,
sober. So, you're
humanity.
right. Like, yeah, like,
Yeah.
I became sober and, like, a lot of introspection after a lot of, you know, mistakes. But here we are, and I don't, yeah, I like where I'm at too, and I like what I'm doing. Even like I'm really into like film photography, even though I suck, right? So that's like my
She doesn't
thing that
suck.
I'm, I look, I'm always comparing myself to every other photographer I see, and I'm just like, wow, how did they see that? And then I see it, and I'm like, I don't know, man, I'm mid. I'm trying though, right? Like if you see something and you want to do it, just fucking do it. Who cares? Try. And that's how I think, you know, that's helped me now. The podcast kind of changed the way I like interact with the world now. It's just kind of like, fuck it. Like, I don't know what I'm doing, but that's okay, right? Like, no one does. So just go for it. And I think that's like a personal like impact. And I keep touching my scar. So anyways, I'm trying to cover it, but fuck it. Here, there's my shingle scars, y'all. Also, I get really sick this year. Didn't
She's
record as
been
much.
through it. You know, we haven't recorded that much. She's been through it. I've been through it. Like,
Oh God,
yeah.
dude, yeah, life has been something this year, so we're just surviving, honestly. But it's fine. But I got
Yeah.
off point again. See this?
This is why we always had to edit a lot. But
Yeah, it's a lot of like, what?
yeah.
But yeah, so.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that those are our top moments. Do you have anything else you had on your list?
That was it, because. Covered it. Oh, I really loved having Rixie from Song Mess on. He is literally one of the most like cool motherfuckers I've ever met in my life. Like, shout out Rixie from Song Mess. Y'all need to go listen to Song Mess. That motherfucker's so cool.
Yeah. I was
Anthony Bourdain
listening
of indie
of,
music.
yes. I was listening to Song Mass on a plane ride a couple of years ago, and he's like, oh, and next up is Los Vikingos del Norte with Miguel. And I was like, is he shouting out my cousin's band right now? I was up in the air confused, like worlds collided. And I was
Yeah.
like, I messaged him and I'm like, Miguel is my cousin. Like, that's crazy.
On the
So
Venn diagram of
Of
like
all my of
worlds.
my life, like in Mexico, where I'm like fully closeted to my entire family. Yeah.
Oh shit, really?
Well, like, okay, I feel like I'm not. I feel like I'm not. I've never told them to this
Oh.
day, but
Okay.
like open your eyes and you'll know, you know.
Yeah, we're both like 150 footers. Like, I think you can see us from across the room.
Yeah.
For you, it's
What?
the hand tattoo, right? Like, it's like gay.
You know, could
Gay.
also be the girlfriend. I don't know.
Yeah, like the whole kissing girls thing, also very gay.
Yeah, could be anything. So anyway, that was really fun for me. Yeah, I like everyone that we've interviewed, especially the guys from Latinos Who Lunch, especially like our friends at De Colores, especially
Yes.
like our podcast community in Aurora Guerrero. Oh my God. And like
Mind blown.
just even our like random friends who like just randomly came on and did shows with us when we were first starting out.
I gotta shout out Rassi, 'cause oh my God, I love you. Fucking Rassi, like if y'all don't know, Rassi can do like anything. He can make clothes,
Yeah.
he can make notebooks, he can make a podcast. Like y'all need to go get on Rossi's, like go give to his, like his
Many
school
small
donation.
businesses.
Yeah, just fucking yes, Rossi. Shout out Rosa for randomly being on here, because representation
Shout
matters.
out Joe, who helped us like start. He was producer Joe for a minute there.
hell yeah, love Joe.
Yeah, and
he
he was
was
just
like,
like volunteering, letting us use a mic, like whatever.
he was like our third silent member,
Yeah,
other
you
than
hear him
your
laugh in
old
the back.
roommate. Yeah, other than your old
Shout out to
roommate.
Brandon. Shout out to my old
Brandon!
roommate.
Yes, he was the
Yeah.
fourth member. of
Oh yeah.
CYC.
Yeah, oh my God, I
Yeah,
forgot
dude.
about all that stuff. And like shout out to all of our like listeners, like some of them were like always really like Noel was always like
Oh shit,
communicating
yeah,
with
Noelle's fucking
us.
awesome.
We had like I always remember this one listener, her name's Alicia, she lives in Australia,
That's a
who would
real
like
one.
listen to us like so real. Like I know I didn't write out a list or anything, so I'm not gonna name everyone. I forgot. I don't know. But like we think about you guys all the time,
Do.
and like those are like highlights. Those are high moments. The moments where people have stopped me in real life and been like, "You're Maite, you're the chingona," like
That's so
highlights of my
cool.
life. You know what I
That's so
mean?
cool.
There's nothing cooler. Yeah. So I'm grateful to everyone that ever spoke to me.
Yeah, I think I had that happen like one time to me and I got super weird because I was just like, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Good at like social interactions. I'm like, hey, I'm one thing on a podcast. In real life, I'm anxious and quiet.
That's about that's
Yeah.
preach.
Oh,
And
yeah.
oh, super shout out to Radio Menea again,
Oh
because
my God,
I
love
ended up
it. Team
editing for
Feelings.
them. Team Feelings. I ended up editing for them for like 2.5 years, right? And they just ended their podcast very recently too. And I had a lovely time editing like all their lovely, lovely episodes because, you know, they taught me so much about music, Latin music. Yeah, super shout out for them for like employing me for a while.
They're super baddies. Like, their music taste is mwah, chef's kiss.
Phenomenal.
Excellent.
And shout out to
Amazing.
the book. Hold on, maybe I can reach it.
Oh, shit. You have the book?
I have the book. One sec, guys.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We're gonna. That was a highlight because I remember being like at my
Shout
brother-in-law's.
out to Perez, who has this book out. It's called Camila Nunez's Year of Disasters.
It's pink.
The second I get 5 moments to myself, I will be reading it. Yeah.
You're a dog parent now.
I'm kind of a dog step parent. My
Yeah.
girlfriend, she lost her house in the Eaton fires. That's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And forced us to U-Haul.
Yeah.
Tried not to,
Yeah.
did. But we're very, very happy together. I'm an extremely happy and healthy relationship. It's crazy. So
You're not the step mom. You're the mom that step.
I'm the dad that stepped up. No, I'm still step dad.
You're the dad that stepped up.
Yeah,
You are a
yeah.
father. Congratulations.
Thank
Welcome to
you.
fatherhood.
He's a little asshole.
Yeah. I love that for you, honestly. Like, you're a dad now.
Yeah, I mean, now I'm working in like at a company that I adore. I love my job.
Badass job.
I'm gonna check my emails real quick because that's how much
Okay,
I
come
love
on.
my job.
Check them emails, get paid, clock in.
Yeah, a nonprofit in the music industry. Like I never thought this would be my life, but I really, really like it. I'm happy here. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I
Like,
mean, it's rare, and if you find it, you hold on to that shit. Jobs,
yeah.
people.
You and I had a conversation yesterday. We were just talking about like being so grateful for our partners and that we have found them and stuff. And it was very gay. I'm so glad you guys didn't
Yay.
hear
Oh, dude, yeah, it's so very gay. Like,
Yeah.
and I'm happy for us. I'm glad that we feel the same way about it. I mean, for me, it's like, hey, I'll keep going because I like it. But yeah, we're interests are moving in different directions, and we should be true to that as well, right? Like, why let the thing end, you know?
Yeah. And also, I think like I'm really, really glad that you opened up about wanting to do more of a project with your family because I think that that's something that we have to gain by ending the podcast is like taking away that like responsibility that we kind of feel towards the podcast of trying to look for things, of trying to find the passion for another episode, and instead like actually following what we really want to follow.
Yeah,
Because we love
because
this podcast. We love doing these podcasts. But the amount of energy, that's a whole
time,
other
the
thing.
amount of time, it's like. They're like, yeah, as you get older, you get more responsibilities. And I'm starting to see my family age, and so I'm like, fuck, like, I need to do this. If not now, then I won't ever do it. And now I have the skills to do it, so fuck it. Like, I need to focus on the... I'm kind of... my interests are kind of going inward more now versus external.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, following our passion is what we did with when we started this podcast, and following our passion is what we're going to do once it's over.
Yeah.
I guess, why don't we talk a little bit about, I mean, we did already talk about how far media has come, but, like, what are some things that you've been watching that you've been kind of, like, really loving to see?
So I recently saw The Wedding Banquet. So fucking good. I liked it. I loved it. I needed more of it.
I thought it was really funny.
It's okay, like, it seemed a little weird because I was like, okay, these characters are bisexual, that we aren't supposed to be bisexual. I don't know. Whatever. I'm going with it, right? Like, I've seen worse and I've still enjoyed it, right? So this was like, oh, I like this. And Wedding Banquet, we never got to talk about it, but that's cool because I think it was only in theaters like a week or something. But y'all need to go watch Wedding Banquet. Five bandulces. Fucking loved it. You didn't like it?
Yeah. I definitely thought it was funny. I really liked the actors in it. I liked the probably like the last third of the movie a lot.
Yeah,
and then,
cried.
But there was, yeah, I had issues with it. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to get into
the
it.
The plot.
But,
the plot.
But I love that that's a movie that's in theater, a movie with like Asian characters, Native American characters who are all queer.
Yeah.
And in like a really weird sort of situation. And then they bring in the culture into it. My favorite absolute character and everything that came out of his mouth was like the boyfriend, the really rich boyfriend.
Yeah.
Everything that came out of his mouth was gold.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. I loved it.
He was amazing. My favorite side character, because you know I have a favorite side character, was the dragon performers people. The
yes.
costume. Yeah, I was really happy about the costume. That was my favorite ongoing joke in that movie, was that costume kept popping up.
The thing
up.
Kept popping, yeah.
And then the good. Mom from Saving Face, like, she does not age.
Oh my God.
Beautiful.
Love it.
Beautiful.
I'm always going to love Saving Face, the half of it. Like, we have some high, high favorites on our lists. Like,
yeah. Half of it was wild. Like, that came out of nowhere as well. Love that.
Love it. And then for me, what I just watched was the silliest, I guess, kind of satire show called Overcompensating.
Oh my God, I've heard about it and I heard good things. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was going to be like a proper drama, but it's not. It's more of a satire of like our millennial college times.
Yeah.
So, that also comes with a really, really funny side character who's not supposed to be the main character at all, but she's incredible.
I know you're talking
and my favorite thing, it's gone viral, where this girl tells that side character, oh, no, my brother died. And she says, pisses me off. Like, that's her reaction to it. God, this is the reality also of podcasting. I can never remember anybody's names.
No, I can't either. Like, I saw a TikTok with, I believe, the same character of her going, because I haven't seen the show yet, but she's like, yeah, and it sucks because Charlie XCX wasn't there, and I think we'd really be friends if we met. We have the same vibe. Is that her? The blonde girl? Yeah,
that's
she's fucking hilarious.
In real life, her name is Holmes, and she was on another show called Welcome to Flatch that I really liked, but on the show, her name is Haley.
Shout out Haley. Yeah. That character is hilarious.
Brilliant, 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 brilliant.
I've been watching... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. What else have you been watching?
Hacks, dude. Hacks. Season's fucking... It got renewed for another season and just finished it, I think. Yeah. Fucking amazing. They're never going to kiss, but I'm going to keep hoping they do.
They already
did
that one time.
Oh, yeah,
dream.
They did. In a dream. It counts. Even
it counts
though
in a dream.
It was a dream. Hacks is amazing. And The Last of Us, of course. Which, I mean, I get it. I get the hate for it, right? Like, I really do.
I kind of like the second season. And I think I've heard, like, some crazy things about, like, the creator of The Last of Us.
That's the part that makes me not want to watch.
Like, but, yeah, I don't know. I don't hate it as much as other people do, I don't think.
No. We're never gonna be like gamer bros that hate women, right? So like we only I the
Naturally.
only naturally, right? Like we love women, so it's a big difference. And it's nice to see the gabies. Like it's like looking at your niece fall in love. It's like, oh, my baby niece is in love. Congratulations. Like,
Yeah.
but it's not going to be
That's not
joyful.
my niece, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your actual niece.
Yeah.
Anyways, for me, I'm like, oh, my babies. Like, look at my babies
Really?
in
For me,
love.
I'm like, you're gonna die, probably. Like, this is an
Oh.
apocalypse.
It's because Joe, fourth member,
Oh, Joe. Okay.
Joe, producer of the podcast, he used to live stream The Last of Us, so I know what's gonna happen. I know the plot and everything, so I'm just kind of like,
I was
you're
shocked
God.
when I saw
You're
that
God.
second episode.
Really?
Oh, I had no idea.
Really?
I had no idea. I won't,
Really?
no spoilers, but had zero idea. Yeah, I was
Oh. That's the only
blindsided.
reason I knew about The Last of Us Part 2 is because everybody was like, it's fucking gay. And that's all it took. And I was like, Joe, I watch every hour of you playing this game. Let's go.
I love that.
So shout out to our fourth member. And we didn't mention the fifth member. Glow's our fifth member.
Oh, Glow, she's a
Glow,
stealth producer
stealth
who
producer.
always giving us like the best new hot shows to watch.
Yeah,
Super shout out.
she's like the secret sauce, 'cause like there's a lot of stuff she'd be like, are you gonna cover this? Are you gonna cover that? I heard
She's like,
that's
I'm
coming
waiting
out. Let's
for it.
go. Yeah, she's like, and when you meet her, you think she's quiet. She's not. She's not quiet.
It's
She
not
just
quiet
is.
up here.
She is. Yeah,
She's
her
got it going
brain.
on.
Yeah, the brain is awake. Okay, more than mine, and that's very real. But yeah. Anyways, I digress
Yeah.
again.
No, super shout out. Thank you for reminding me, actually.
Yeah,
That's
I was like, I forgot.
absolutely
Like, she's the reason I saw the wedding banquet, and she's the reason we saw a lot of stuff and
a
covered
lot
it.
of things. A lot.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
actually.
Just, hey, when are you gonna cover this? Oh shit, let me text. Like, let me text, send Mike hey, are we covering this?
Yeah.
But yeah, Hacks, The Last of Us. I'm going to watch Overcompensating. And that's another thing I like about this podcast is that you got me to watch a lot of things that I wouldn't have watched, like Warrior Nun. I loved it once I watched it.
Freaking Warrior Nun. I had no idea it was gonna ever go there when I first watched it. That first season, yeah.
I wouldn't have known. You were like, hey, it's gay, by the way. And I'm like, I'm there. I
Easy
didn't.
dubs, second
Easy.
season. Let's
Gay, I'm
go.
in. Such a good season. The first one, I had to skip around. But
Yeah.
yeah, second season, so good. What else? What's like a
Yeah.
recent thing?
That's that.
Oh, dude, I want you to know this. Now I know who Gabby Windey is from Bachelor Nation.
Yes. Do you remember? Do you
Yes.
remember how I called it?
You said it a long time ago,
I
and I was
actually
like,
called it.
you're
That's
correct, like a year in
crazy.
advance, 2 years,
Maybe
years?
two. Maybe 2 years
Yeah, 2
before when she
years.
was airing as the bachelor co-bachelorette, I was like, should be gay.
Yeah. Yeah,
Now he's
you.
married to a woman.
Yeah,
A very
and
funny woman.
Robbie Hoffman's hilarious. Again, for gays that are doing things, shout out Gabby Windey and Robbie Hoffman. They
Of
don't know I
course, they have a
exist.
podcast now because everybody does.
Everyone does. She does
Yeah.
ASMR. Shout out Gabby Windey. Robbie is like on her like lesbian Larry
Matt's
David,
the
they them gender
best
queer shit.
stand-up I've seen. Like, I saw
Fucking
Robbie
hilarious.
live
Wait, what?
last year. Last year, right before, like, right when they had
She
just
blew up.
started publicly dating and Robbie hadn't blown up yet. But I saw her do a little stand-up set. And the whole set, it had me dying. But this is the topic of the entire set that Robbie had. Bathroom trash cans. That's it. That's
I
it. And
have
she
an
killed
opinion on that.
it.
I have an
And
opinion
so
on
did
that.
she. And so did she. Like, the whole set had everybody in the room dying over a fucking bathroom trash can.
I love that. I love that. That's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Neurodivergence is real and important and funny. I love Robbie's fucking hilarious. And again, that's who I've been listening to kind of everything that Robbie goes on, and I'll listen to Gabby Windey wax poetic for an hour, right? Because like, why wouldn't I? She's brilliant, like a baddie, and I didn't know she was Latina. Here we are.
They don't really make that very evident.
Yeah,
They
she.
definitely whitewashed her on The Bachelorette.
Bachelor, yeah. She light-skinned it. That's what it is. Super light-skinned it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looking like my cousin's white, looking Swiss.
Not as white as my cousin, I'll tell
No, I know.
that.
As you are light-skinned, saying that people are whiter than you, then yeah, I
Oh
believe
my God,
you.
we are the like dark ones of the family. It's crazy.
Right?
But
Like, I feel like the dark-skinned people live in the U.S. and the light-skins all live in Mexico. The whites, the white Latinos all live in
the white
Mexico.
Dinos, they're out there
That's,
thriving apparently.
yeah.
We're actually supposed to, this is a great segment segue because we're supposed to end the podcast recommending people to other podcasts now that ours is ending. And you have a great one. And I want you to talk about it.
Okay, so I religiously, every Thursday around noon, tune into YouTube just to listen and to watch Caleb Aaron's podcast called So True. And every week, and this week he had like an activist. And like a year ago he had like a rent activist, and this time it was an immigration activist. Like, he is mixing comedy with very smart, serious, like, not even satire. Like, the motherfucker is just hilarious and gay and fat and everything that we love and stand for. And he specifically knows his audience, and he knows his audience is mainly lesbians. And we clock in every day, every Thursday, as K Lesbians and K Celebrities. He named his fans. I am one of
Celebrities is
them.
crazy.
K
Caleb
K
Heron. Caleb
K
Heron.
Lesbians.
What's the name of Caleb's show?
So true.
So True by Caleb Heron.
Yeah, and it's on
Caleb,
you.
I've
I
never
watch it on
seen
YouTube.
in my fucking life have I seen somebody so natural at comedy.
Yes.
Like he's brilliant in his chemistry with like a Brittany Broski and like a Drew Afualo.
Yes.
That's like the holy trinity right there. That's like I love what me, Eva, and Flavi had in that podcast,
Yes.
but it's that on crack.
Yes. Yes, it's like, yeah, they're like media people, and you're like, fuck. And you know what they did remind me of, y'all? Y'all's like energy. It's that chemistry is right, and it's the same thing. It's just they're operating so
They're
like,
operating on like, well, they are stand-up comedians, right? Like they are
yes.
proper comedians who individually built these incredibly like high platform, like
Solid,
what they've
very.
done with their platforms is incredible. I'm incredibly just grateful to live in an era where I can listen to them.
They're amazing. And I was gonna recommend for everyone to watch his episode on Z-Way.
Oh, I love Z-Way. Yeah.
His episode on Z-Way is nuts, and I love it. It's so fucking snarky and smart, and that's what Caleb is. He's brilliant. He's so
And
fucking funny, and
yeah.
he does, never punches down.
He's on
It's always
overcompensating.
he's an overcompensator.
Very small role. But he's
I'm
in it,
there.
yeah.
I'm there. I'm
He's
clocked in.
straight.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'm into it. I
Yeah.
love acting, actors.
No, I truly I love this air that part of the air new era, like of like the podcasts that are actually good, you know.
They're not niche of a niche of a niche. Yeah. No, Caleb's amazing, and I was gonna recommend, I guess Gabby Wendy's podcast if you want to hear her wax poetic by
If
herself
that's your
about.
like vibe, yeah.
Yeah, if like you just want to hear
That is
someone,
me. She like
yeah, I like it. I fucks with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, and anything Robbie Hoffman does is also fucking hilarious. And I'm trying to think, do you have any other recommendations to who to
You
listen
know,
to?
when it comes to podcasts, all I listen to is true crime,
That's right.
specifically like Up and Vanished. That's a big one because it's hosted by Payne Lindsay, and Payne Lindsay loves to bitch people out, like potential
Oh.
murderers, and he'll be like,
Oh.
"Well, what the fuck were you fucking doing then?" You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
that guy. And then I also listen to like sports podcasts a little bit here and there, like Re-Ank with Kristen Press and Tobin Heath, who are
They
married
have their own
lesbian soccer
podcast.
players. They have a podcast. It's a video one on YouTube as well.
Ooh.
And so I love watching them because I want them to be successful in life. I don't know.
They deserve it.
And I mean, I'm just gonna do this as like a shameless plug because we have 5 minutes left, but I also have a soccer podcast that I need to stop slacking on, and it's
Get on
called
it.
Poderosas FC Radio. And that's the podcast where I mostly talk to people that are in our supporter group called Poderosas FC or Poderosas. And we support Angel City, the women's team soccer team here in LA. And I really, really love that team. And our first and only episode this season is one of my favorites I've ever done because it's interview like little mini interviews with five different players, including Kristen Bress. And I really, really love that episode. It was so raw and it was just like audio from a media day that I got to do with them, which was also really amazing. So
That's so fucking cool.
yeah, I really love those moments. It's because of Caponas y Chingonas. And there are other projects that I have coming up, podcast related, that were more like employment type of things that I've done because of the skills that I've gained on this podcast. And yeah, it's also and it's a lifelong impact that this podcast is gonna leave, like on me personally, and I hope that it reached other people too and all that stuff. But yeah, like the skills and like the experience, the way that I speak, everything has kind of been affected by this podcast. So I'm so grateful.
I feel like we don't mumble as much, and we
Yeah,
still mumble, right? But not as much. So I feel like that's helped. That's been a practice for you too as you move into that world more. That's
I can
cool.
jump on those Zoom meetings real easy now.
Yeah, like now at work, I have to jump in a meeting. I'm like, okay, the talking part, I got down. The rest of that shit, I don't know if I can talk and click at the same, but I got it, yeah.
The
But
click
no.
clock. All right. Well, we have 3 minutes of podcast left. Do you have anything you want to like reminisce on or talk about?
Oh, I will say that I liked remembering what we did with like One Day at a Time. Oh,
Yeah,
RIP.
interviewing Michelle, who became a homie.
This issue, and they're a real one. They're a real one.
Yeah.
And probably like how much time I spend in LA. Like, you're a real
Yeah.
ass one for picking me up from the airport. That's
Yeah,
real as fuck. And dropping me off, you're a real ass one. Because apparently that's like people don't do that. I don't know. I'm Mexican. Like, if I drop off my mom, everyone's going to the airport together to drop off my mom, right? Like,
I'll always be like, I'll just take an Uber. No. No, it's just
no,
not gonna happen.
it's 20 people with you at the airport.
That's real.
that is very real.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
thank
you're
you.
always welcome back in LA. You know, we have a spare room now, but I know
That's
that, you
right.
know, you're a grown woman now. You got a mortgage, so that's
Yeah,
not really a priority.
shit's expensive right now, so
Not too
yeah,
bad.
I'm being very careful. But yeah, only like 2 more minutes is fuck. I just want to say thank you. This has been so cool and so fun, and thank you for doing this with me. Thank you for just like saying fuck it, I'll do this with a stranger, right? Like,
That's so
so
real. No, like honestly, like thank you for like having that those guts. Like, 'cause that takes guts to be like, hey, stranger,
yeah.
let's start a podcast. Let's go meet at the park and talk about starting a podcast.
Yeah, like you're
And
gay, I'm gay. We like the same things. Let's talk about
yeah,
them.
like, oh, you're moving to LA. You're moving halfway across the country. Let's keep it going anyway. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been crazy,
Yeah.
and it's been worth it.
Yeah.
It's been worth it. I don't know. It's been great.
It's been great. And yeah, thank you. Thank y'all for listening and watching this very last time. It's meant a lot to me. And thank y'all. Y'all are the
Yeah.
best.
Or listening one last time. I don't know where this video is going to go. It's much of a surprise to me as it is to you.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we should end it one
That's
last
weird.
time.
I don't even. Okay. Shout out to CYC forever on the water
Hey.
bottles. If you want a sticker, just DM me at MyThePanda, MYTE Panda on Instagram.
Yeah.
I know that you're a private person. You don't gotta do that, but
Yeah,
I will
no.
send you guys stickers. I have a shit ton.
Oh, fuck yeah. We still have stickers.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to this one last episode or watching if you're so dedicated.
Yeah, you're the best.